This is the Partnership Podcast, where we bring you all things business from the Vail Valley, including business news, current issues, advocacy alerts, community conversations, and more. Presented by Vail Valley Partnership. This is the Partnership Podcast. It's Eric Williams, and I'm so glad to be with you. I am very excited to be joined by our guest. You've heard his vocal stylings before on this podcast, but it is President and CEO of Vail Valley Partnership, Mr. Chris Romer. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I know we can't see because it's a podcast, but it is the end of No Shave November. How's that mustache feel? Does it?
It's the worst thing ever. It's terrible. My kid hates it. My wife hates it. I pretty much hate it. It's horrible. But hey, it's a good cause, and I'm doing it with a whole bunch of buddies all around the West, and happy to raise awareness for an important issue.
There you go. And it looks good on you, especially since it's with the important issue. Otherwise, no, absolutely not. We're talking about, honestly, today in the podcast, we're talking about a good idea that's been had, and not just by our community, but lots of different communities around the West. It's a changing time. It's a different year this year with less snow, with maybe less employees. Some of our businesses are feeling a bit of a crunch. And so, Chris, the idea, I'm going to shout it out, three thank yous. Was something that you shared with us at a staff meeting, something that was on your heart. Tell me about three thank yous and why I'm going to be a part of this.
Yeah, the idea is pretty simple. We are faced with what is going to be a record winter in terms of visitation. Our lodging numbers in traditional lodging are showing record strength in the booking pace. We're going to have more visitors than we've ever had in traditional lodging, but also in vacation rentals and second homeowners, non-traditional lodging, very likely with day visitors as well. And as you mentioned earlier, Eric, we have workforce shortages. We have supply chain challenges. So while in a traditional sense, having more visitors than ever would be a really positive thing, we're going to have some stress on the infrastructure. We're going to have stress on the people. We're going to have, our visitors are going to have stresses on them as well. So the idea of three thank yous is really something I came up with from the simple standpoint, inspired by former State Senator Al White, former director of the Colorado Tourism Office. Years ago, Al had shared that he wanted everyone in the hospitality industry and the tourism industry to thank a visitor. You're riding on an elevator. Thanks for visiting Colorado. And I was just thinking of the stresses we're going to have this winter. And in many ways, having record visitation is a really positive thing, right? More people spending more money in our community, supporting our businesses. It's a really positive thing. But what are some of the downstream impacts of that when you don't have the workforce, the traditional workforce, to provide the service levels that we know that we aspire to and want to provide? And I came up with kind of modifying Al's idea of saying thank you to, what if everyone in the community said thank you to three people a day? And it might be saying thank you to a teacher. That has nothing to do with tourism. That has nothing to do with hospitality. But they're teaching our kids and they're short-staffed as well. What if it's saying thank you to a visitor on the bus when you're in riding up to Beaver Creek or riding in Vail from one side of the village to the other? Taking that opportunity to be kind and taking the opportunity to say thank you to three people a day. Thank you to the bus driver. Thank you to the guest in the gondola line as you're waiting in the bottom of Beaver Creek or Vail on a powder day. Hey, thanks for visiting Vail. Thanks for coming to Beaver Creek. We appreciate you. Saying thank you to the barista who fixes your coffee in the morning. I think that this just manifests in a really important way to not only express kindness, but to help people understand that we're doing our best and help people understand that we know they're doing their best. And I think it might preempt some of the upset guests that we've seen, not as much locally maybe as we've seen nationally, with air flight attendants and people being kind of nasty and people being impatient. I think a lot of our visitors and second homeowners and others don't necessarily realize that we're short-staffed as a community.
Yeah.
I think maybe they don't know. And that moment of kindness, that is saying to them, again, when they have a natural propensity to be upset in a gondola line, in a retail line, in the villages, taking that moment to defuse the situation with a thank you. If we all do that 3 times a day, it's going to make a huge impact on the guest experience. It's going to make a huge impact on the frontline staff who are working their butts off. And I think it's a little thing that we can all do that doesn't take anything other than a moment of being intentional with our thoughts. So that's the idea behind three thank yous.
It's a good idea.
Stolen from Al White and modified to our community in a time we probably need it more than ever.
Stolen from Barry White White. It really is a good idea, and it taps into so many modern psychology pieces as well. I mean, when you go to a place, if we think of, you know, we think of us as the ones who are not visitors here, but when you go to any other place, the thing that you want to feel more than anything is included. You want to feel like you're a part of that community. And so when locals are chatting with you, you feel like you're a part of that community. And I think about the other piece you said is that, you know, there are going to be one or two maybe negative customer service experiences. You're going to have to wait a little bit longer than you would have just because of natural staffing shortages and the way we are in the world right now. And, you know, the people are more likely to share a negative experience, 8 times more likely to share a negative experience than they are a positive experience. So let's just throw 8 times more positive experiences at them and make it work that way. When you shared this idea with us, it was about 2 weeks ago that Chris shared this idea with the staff, and I went home really intentionally, and we had some people who were renting the house across the street from us, and went over there with this in my mind, let's thank him, and started up a conversation, had a great talk, and yeah, their first reaction was, there's not enough snow here. We've had to drive over to Loveland to go ski, you know, early season. But, hey, how are you enjoying this community otherwise? You know, is there anything I can tell you about? What's your favorite restaurant here? And just a little bit of a conversation, those people were blown away. They told us they can't wait to rent that house again next year, snow or not, because they like the community here.
Yeah, and I think that it is community building at its core, right? The idea of three thank yous, and I don't know why I picked three. I think just because three seems to
it's a holy
work
number.
With, yeah, it's a great number. It's a prime number.
There you go.
It's a prime number, for goodness sake. But the idea of three just seems something that's very attainable for everybody. And if we all do that with the people renting the house across the street, that could be in many ways an adversarial relationship, right? If people renting an Airbnb in a residential community, everyone's on edge.
Yeah.
On the short-term rentals and many other things, and visitors are on edge as well, trying to enjoy their vacation. I just think it's a very simple thing that we can all take ownership of and try and make a small little difference in someone's life. You know, this morning I was getting my coffee at Village Market here at the Riverwalk, and I walked in the kind of that side door area by the coffee machines. And there was a little boy, he was probably about 2.5. And he had a bag with a donut in it. And he looked at me and he said, I have a donut. And I said, that's awesome. Like, you're lucky. What a great day. And his mom was kind of laughing. And I walked up to the register before then and I bought his donut for them. And I told the clerk, I said, just tell them thank you.
Yeah.
Right? So the idea of...
That's cool.
And that probably that little boy had no concept of who paid for his donut. It probably made his mom smile.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't even know what a donut costs at Village Market. 50 cents maybe? A dollar? I don't know.
$29.99. Sorry, wait till you get the credit card receipt.
Yeah, it makes a... but it's something, a small token of saying thank you to locals, saying thank you to our frontline workers, saying thank you to our teachers and our bus drivers and our Lyft operators and our visitors who are in line or who are at a retail store or who are renting the house next to us. Three thank yous a day is something that we can all do. We can make a difference. It can and will, I hope, make the Vail Valley and Arm Valley a more memorable place to visit, a more friendly place to live. And I think we all need a little bit of that in this divisive world of everyone kind of camped out in their own corners and wallowing in the mire a little bit. And we do that less than a lot of communities. But Three Thank Yous is designed to be a real, really easy, accessible, and intentional way to make the world a little bit of a better place.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I really do. I think it's a fantastic idea. My, you know, my line that I always say is, where's home for you? When you're chatting with somebody, oh, thanks for being here. It's all it has to be. Where's home for you? Thanks for being here. The other trick I use when I'm seeing somebody, I call them neighbors. When they're, you know, a visitor is in a different town, I say, hey, neighbor, you know, how long you guys in town? I really do it so they'll slow down because my kids and my dogs are always running around. I want them to think about that. I always say, yeah, we got some kids and dogs over here. But you call somebody neighbor, all we all want to feel is belonging, right? There's some Margaret Mead quote that could finish this podcast really well. We heard it at something the other day. It says, never doubt that a small, dedicated group of people can change the world. I'll let Chris finish it. What's the end of the quote? In fact?
In fact, it's the only thing that ever has.
Boom. Be part of that.
And small... we didn't research that, by the way. You put me on the spot.
I totally put him on the spot. He had a panic face just for a second, but then he pulled out that quote because we want you to be part of that small group of people that changes this valley. Three Thank Yous is such a cool idea, and it's such an easy idea. Thanks for sharing that with us, and for Barry White for coming up with the whole idea.
You got it.
There we go. Mm-hmm. More partnership. We're going to stop our Barry White impersonations. Thanks for tuning into the Partnership Podcast. See ya. Be sure to subscribe to the Partnership Podcast on whatever platform you're listening right now and find more resources at VailValleyPartnership.com.